We found a way to turn social distancing into the best connection tool ever. That's what I'm going to be talking about on this episode.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
Cheers, everybody. Okay, so something that's happened accidentally and has actually turned out to have such an impact on me personally and my business and everything. And that is staying connected, even in social distancing times. So we as entrepreneurs and online business owners, a lot of us that have already been out there, or if you're looking to get online and shift your business so that you're now selling online, there's even those of us that are introverts, and I'm literally like 50-50. So sometimes I'm a super extreme extrovert, and sometimes I'm like, nope, let me just sit alone in a quiet room for an hour. But even those of us that are introverts, we still need that community. And Alex Sharfin talks about this a lot, the entrepreneurial personality type. Like, we kind of think differently and we need that support and connection. And for a lot of us, like for me, I know one of the big things, one of the big reasons that I go to conferences, that I am in group business coaching programs, is so that I'm getting that connection and accountability and opening up my mind to other possibilities. Because if you're just working in a vacuum or in a complete silo alone, you get stuck, you get trapped in those thoughts in your head, you get all wrapped up in maybe doing something one way that could be taking a lot of time. And instead, if you just connected with some people and got some other ideas or some other insight, advice, tips, whatever, it could completely shift the way that your business happens. So recently, let's see, it's been about a month ago now, happened a couple weeks after kind of nationwide, everybody's gotten the shutdown notice.
More of the country is closing down tonight, trying to contain the coronavirus pandemic.
And all of us are working at home and can't be doing any of our live events or anything like that. So I know for me, myself, and many, many other people, that there have been a large increase in the number of Zoom calls. So spend most of your day on Zoom. What we started doing was just a couple of us, just a couple of friends, we were chatting online and said, hey, let's hop on a Zoom. And we were talking and we're like, man, okay, be really great, have a drink tonight. You know, man, I wish we could get together like we used to at this conference or when we were on the cruise or whatever. So we started playing. We said, hey, you know what? Let's have happy hour. Let's have a virtual happy hour. So let's meet back here at this time, bring your drink, and we will just connect like we would normally in person. It was a really big success and a lot of fun. And since then, we've grown the group to about 20 of us that get on, and it's actually now happening weekly. And so weekly virtual happy hour. But what has happened is it's creating this extreme connection. So none of us are feeling as isolated as we were. We're also feeling that encouragement and support So, you know, shout outs and wins, like, oh, this is amazing. Okay, my content did this, or this bombed, or, you know, so we're all sharing those wins and those losses and getting that feedback. And what's happened is it's really helped in changing the trajectory of my business. In fact, because of some of the things that we have discussed even during virtual happy hour, I am actually now changing the way my next offer is actually going to be going out. And I know several other people have, some of us are even sharing new hires. We've found a couple of VAs and video editors and stuff like that. And we've even sharing and pulling those resources. So it's been a way to continue growing and connecting during this time. And I think it's so, so important that even in just in developing your content, we've gotten some great start. Here I am creating an episode right now from Virtual Happy Hour. I'm literally making content because of this happy hour that we started accidentally, and now it's become this weekly thing. I also have, there's several people in the group who not only have they made new hires, they are completely developing new programs. Like, we've all brainstormed on how do we shift this focus, or how do we shift your business model so that it will hit and land in this crisis time, in this social distancing time? How do we take advantage of that? And so it's become this like online mastermind, which is how a lot of masterminds are run. But I think it's so important to make sure that you're still having that continued connection, because without it, you can just lose creativity. With that additional connection, you've got extra ideas, you've got support, you've got encouragement, you've got accountability. We totally just chastised one of the people in our group that showed up. We gave her the hardest time because she said, hey, by next week, I'm going to make sure that I have done this. And so she's having a hard time staying focused and involved and doing the things that she wants to do to build her business when she's stuck at home and dealing with the kids and dealing with like everybody at home. And I know that that's the case for a lot of people, but because of showing up to this group, she's now starting a new program because we all chastised her. We had that accountability, said you were gonna get this done and you don't have it done. So she made sure that by the next call, she had all of it done. So we've inadvertently created this super connected, amazing mastermind of like-minded entrepreneurs. And here we are all helping each other and feeling so much more connected in this world right now. I mean, we're even, of course, talking about, you know, like Tiger King and what are you binge watching right now? Because there is still a degree of all of that, but we're all providing ideas to each other. Just out of the last group, we had one person go and write a complete new blog post on marketing lessons I learned from watching Tiger King. So way to go, Amy. And another person was talking about how her business has grown so much just in the last couple of months because she has a business that helps kids online. It's actually one of our previous guests, Holly Homer. So she has gotten so much traffic and engagement because of this. And we've all tried to help support and say, okay, how else can we give some other ideas and ways that you can even expand that reach further? She even just got interviewed by the Today Show, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
I never would have even known a lot of this stuff because with all the noise on social media, I'm being a producer. I'm out here recording this content and I'm only going online on social media to actually be a producer, not a consumer of all of the social media stuff. And so I wouldn't have known all of these things. And yet during this time, I'm feeling so much more connected than ever even before because of silly Zoom calls, because of simple virtual happy hour. So really the message I think is that it's super important to stay connected to like-minded people. And now is absolutely the time to dig in, reach out, get that connection, and keep your business engaged because this is the time to grow. during this whole thing. If you're staying focused and you're shifting whatever you need, this is absolutely an opportunity to kick everything in gear. But don't do it alone. You're gonna need that support and that accountability. So create some groups, go create a mastermind. You don't have to be able to get together to feel that connection, to be able to reach out and call somebody and ask, hey, what's your opinion on this? Or, oh my gosh, I just have an amazing idea for you. That kind of stuff, I have found my brain working so much more during this time than even before, because we've shifted the way that we're connecting. So if you don't have a group like that, find something. Get online, go into a Facebook group, find some like-minded people, and who doesn't want happy hour? Alcohol sales have gone way up during this entire thing, right? So even if you're not drinking, it doesn't matter. Put together a virtual happy hour or a virtual coffee meeting or whatever. And you know, one of the fun things that we've been doing is actually taking on Zoom. If you aren't aware, you can actually change your background. You can put like a virtual background up. You don't have to have a green screen or anything like that. And so we've actually been playing with taking screenshots of other people's videos. So one person is saying, oh, I'm on the beach, right? So then taking a picture of Chantel on the beach, right? And then I'm taking that screenshot and then I put that up as my virtual background. So then, and then here I am right next to Chantel on the beach. We're showing up in the same picture together because I'm using her background. So we started compiling a bunch of different backgrounds and we've been taking each other through these journeys like, oh, now we're in so-and-so's house. Oh, now we're hanging out here together. And it's been a lot of fun to create that connection. So you actually feel super connected and engaged, even though we're literally hundreds and thousands of miles apart. And even if we weren't, we still couldn't at this point in time actually get together like that, but we could pretend. And it's created content for almost every single one of us. It's actually created content that we can then turn around and talk about and share our message. So it's a great content generator. It's a great motivator. And it's a great support on how we are shifting our messaging in terms of getting our content out there. We're all helping each other come up with how we are going to tweak our messaging, shift our focus, so that all of us are surviving and thriving during this entire time and we're rising together. And it's absolutely possible that to grow and to connect and to really hone your message using other people to help you do that. I think this is an amazing opportunity to be able to get engaged. So find a group, get engaged, don't do this alone. And get your voice out there. Get out there. Go do it. See you online. Hey, to get connected with me, go visit thecontenttoolbox.com and you can find out exactly where to read the blog, check the podcast, check out YouTube. And you can also visit me on itsjenneal.com. Look forward to connecting.